I'm Kelsey, and it's time for the Mental Health Minute, because life isn't perfect. In fact, far from it. But a little help can make all the difference. And today we're joined by Emily McConville from Mental Health and Recovery for Licking and Knox Counties as we talk about something that is very real today, addiction. Emily, do you have any helpful tips for somebody who is struggling with addiction or somebody who knows somebody who is struggling?
Yeah, so when people picture addiction, they often imagine a specific image or a stereotype. Someone who looks a certain way, lives a certain lifestyle, or makes quote-unquote bad choices. But the truth is, addiction doesn't discriminate, and it doesn't always have a face you recognize. Addiction can affect anyone. It can be the coworker you trust, the parent cheering at a ball game, the student with good grades, the neighbor who always shows up. Many people who struggle with opioid addiction didn't set out to misuse drugs. They started with a prescription after a surgery. Others were trying to cope with emotional pain, grief, trauma, stress that felt overwhelming. And slowly, quietly, dependence took hold. One of the most dangerous parts of addiction is how hidden it can be. People can carry it in silence because of shame or fear. Fear of judgment, fear of losing their job, fear of disappointing the people they love. So they keep going, pretending everything is fine, even when it isn't. It's important to say this clearly. Addiction is not a moral failure. It's a health condition. And like other health conditions, treatment and recovery work, especially when people get support early. We also need to talk about saving lives. Naloxone, often known as Narcan, can reverse an opioid overdose and give someone a second chance. The Licking County Health Department and other health departments provide Narcan and Narcan training to residents free of charge. You don't need to be a medical professional. You just need to be willing to help. Carrying Narcan is like wearing a seatbelt, and it doesn't encourage risk. It saves lives. If you're worried about yourself or someone you care about, trust that instinct. Have the conversation, learn the signs, get trained. Compassion, education, and early action can make all the difference. Addiction doesn't discriminate, but support, understanding, and hope can reach everyone. And locally, you can call 988 to find out what the resources are.
And unfortunately, it is not a one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to addiction, but there are resources available out there if and when you need them. And remember, no matter what life throws your way, a little help can make all the difference. So join us each week on the Mental Health Minute, Tuesdays at 1:40 p.m. with Simple Steps Towards a Better Life. Today's segment brought to you by Starlight by Ohio Guidestone.